AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The blizzard death toll in western New York has risen to 28. Meantime, travelers around the country have been struggling to reach destinations.
More snow is falling in Erie County, New York, already socked with a pair of winter storms.
It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Governor Kathy Hochul on state road closures. While we're learning from the Buffalo airport that it is closed until Tuesday at 11 a.m. in San Diego.
Cancel flight 347 back from Oakland.
As heard on KFMB-TV, hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled, and luggage just piled up at the baggage carousels. As would-be travelers tried to rebook their flights. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And thousands of Christmas Day power outages in Washington state were unrelated to any storm, four electrical substations vandalized. Overseas, Russia says it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside Russia, three servicemen killed by debris. South Korea's military fired warning shots and scrambled fighter jets after North Korean drones violated its airspace. And Taiwan says China's military sent 71 planes and 7 ships toward it in a 24-hour display of force. On the economy, Rita Foley has a report on the holiday shopping season.
Holiday sales rose 7.6% according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. What did Americans spend that money on? Well, sales between November 1st and December 24th, a critical period for retailers, were fueled by spending at restaurants and on clothing. Spending on jewelry and electronics was down about 5%. Online sales jumped 10.6% from a year ago. In-person spending rose 6.8%. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. More from Ukraine. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the Kyiv Opera Theater held its Christmas concert in an underground shelter.
Artists sang Ukrainian versions of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, even though many said they did not feel that way. Evgenia Malchinova was there with her daughter and parents and says they're trying to make the best of it for Christmas.
Despite the war, we want some holidays, some happiness, to be happy. So life is continuing.
Performer Ivan Bekashny says they want to start new Ukrainian traditions and part with Russian ways of celebrating Christmas on January 7th.
We do our best to make a new Ukrainian culture and to send it to the world.
I'm Julie Walker.
And a bit of sports news. The Denver Broncos have fired first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett. The Broncos' record this season, just 4-11. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.